Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm such a screw-up.
What? House? Why would you talk like that?
How are you even with a house without a walk-in closet?
Stop. You have more than enough storage.
Oh, yeah. And the unfinished basement. Gross.
We'll finish it eventually. Together.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Long night last night, and we still have no idea who's actually going to be the nominee for the Pennsylvania Senate race on the Republican side. Great to have you with us here, folks. And again, very long night as the votes continue to be counted. And lo and behold, who would have thought, yes, there were voting problems yesterday at the ballot box. And you would think that at this point in American history, based on what happened in 2020, they would have gotten their act together, but clearly that was not the case. So the question at hand is who the next Republican nominee for the Senate will be in Pennsylvania, Dr. Oz or Dave McCormick, who, by the way, turned in a pretty solid performance. And last count I saw, Dr. Oz ahead just by a few hundred votes. But I want to talk about Kathy Barnett for just a moment. She is the person who got the raw deal. She is the person who, quite frankly, turned in a pretty spectacular performance last night and got, what, 24-25% of the vote at least. I suspect those numbers will go up. There was a big problem in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where the ballots may take days to be counted, and that could certainly have an impact on who the eventual winner is going to be. But I say that Kathy Barnett ought to be proud of herself because this is a person who was smeared, who was targeted by establishment conservative media. And I never thought I would have to use those words together, but there's really no other word to describe what Fox News Channel and what the 9 o'clock hour did to this woman. It's pretty despicable. Quite frankly, it's the behavior one would expect from Rachel Maddow over at MSDNC. What the 9 o'clock show did over at Fox News Channel, smearing this woman, intentionally publishing and posting deceptive videos that were heavily edited, taking her comments out of context. Those are things that one would expect from the mainstream media to do, not Fox News Channel. And my question is, where does all of this go? Will Fox News, will the 9 o'clock hour at Fox News face some sort of a penalty from you, the viewers? I mean, it's one thing to go out there and say, okay, you know what, Dr. Oz is my guy. But it's an entirely different thing to take a fellow conservative, a conservative, by the way, who had appeared on Fox News Channel many times in the past, like Kathy Barnett had done. It's one thing to endorse Dr. Oz. It's another to intentionally destroy a woman's character. And that was the whole point of all of this. That was the entire point of what just happened. And I think it's pretty shameful. Now, the good news is a couple of 100,000 people in Pennsylvania saw through what the 9 o'clock show at Fox News Channel was doing. And by the way, I've been telling you for a very long time now that there are people on cable television, there are people in the conservative media world, and they get paid to be a conservative. In other words, they really have no moral center. They've got no political moral center. They're in it for the paycheck. And that's what we saw happen in Pennsylvania. But I would contend now, I'm not even sure the 9 o'clock hour at Fox News is even really all that conservative anymore. Would you? I mean, this is a place that embraces pronoun, preferred pronouns, Caitlyn Jenner. It embraces the LGBT movement. It embraces a man like Dr. Oz, who is pro-abortion. A man like Dr. Oz, who is on the record for these radical gender reassignment surgeries for little kids. Dr. Oz is out there affirming Black Lives Matter. Dr. Oz was out there affirming the lies of Jussie Smollett. It's Dr. Oz who is pro-gun control. Dr. Oz wants to take away your guns. And this is the man who was endorsed by the 9 o'clock hour at Fox News Channel. The Bash Kathy Barnett Show. Now, if you're voting for Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, that's your own business. But here's what concerns me, is that push comes to shove and eventually Congress decides to codify abortion. Do you want Dr. Oz casting the deciding vote? Because it seems to me someone like Dr. Oz would pull a John McCain and really stick it to the American people, just like John McCain did in the Obamacare debacle. What really surprised me coming out of Pennsylvania were how many Republicans would support a man who supports abortion. And I do wonder how many people just blindly went to the polls because President Trump told them to. How many people said it doesn't matter? It doesn't matter what this guy believes. It matters what President Trump says. And what President Trump says trumps everything else. So if President Trump says you need to go out there and support some guy who's having relations with his cousin in North Carolina, then you've got to go and vote for that person or else you're a bad MAGA person. I know there are people that literally believe that. And I know that because I've gotten the emails. I get the emails from Trump loyalists who say that I'm actually a closet liberal because I want you to think with your own mind. I don't ever want you to go out there and vote for somebody just because Todd Stern says go and vote for somebody. You got to do your homework. That's on you. But I do draw a pretty solid line in the sand. And if you support abortion, you're not getting my vote, period. I don't care who you are. That's just the way it is. So I don't know why President Trump endorsed Dr. Oz. I don't know why President Trump thought Dr. Oz was the best MAGA candidate. And quite frankly, Dr. Oz is a MAGA poser. I would say Dr. Oz is an ultra MAGA poser. And meanwhile, Kathy Barnett, they're left out there. And again, they never came out and said what the problems were with Kathy Barnett. Did you notice that? You got to go back. These people are weasels. Weasels. That 9 o'clock hour at Fox News Channel, where they're out there saying, oh, we've heard very horrible things. We've heard the things. And Kathy Barnett said, okay, well, put me on the show. Let's talk about the things. Or better yet, just name the things. If you knew, if the 9 o'clock show at Fox News knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that Kathy Barnett was out there killing puppies, don't you think that they would have come out and said that? If they actually had the goods, I mean, if she was really as horrible a person as they were leading us to believe, don't you think they would have told us what it was? But they didn't do that. They sort of hemmed and they hawed and they danced around and they said, oh, there's things in her past that are suspicious. Okay, what are those things? Tell us what those things are. But they never did it. It was a very effective campaign. And again, if, I mean, quite frankly, Rachel Maddow and Don Lemon, Anderson Cooper, the 9 o'clock hour at Fox News, they're all the same to me now. Every single one of them. They're all the same. And I think you viewers, you conservative cable news viewers, you're beginning to understand this. And you're beginning to see this for what it really is. But what happened to Kathy Barnett is pretty despicable. And if they do it to her, they're going to do it to everybody. Just think about this now. You had another guy that was running for governor, Lou Barletta. He lost. He came in second place. Lou Barletta, back when he was in Congress, came out and put his name on the line for Donald Trump before anybody else did in the Republican world. Lou Barletta put his political life on the line. Very popular politician. The guy was incredibly loyal to President Trump. And then the president gave his endorsement to somebody else, left Lou high and dry. Now, President Trump values loyalty, but that goes both ways, right? It should, right? I mean, if somebody's going to be loyal to me, I want to be loyal to them. You don't want to just throw them to the curb to suit your political expediency, right? I'm a Trump supporter. Love President Trump. Think he's done a great job. But I think you ought to be loyal to your people. Agree or disagree. And again, this is not a matter of going down with the ship. Lou Barletta would have had a great chance of winning that race with Trump's endorsement. But let me tell you something, Republicans, you better pay very close attention to what's happening. Because now they want you to believe that being MAGA means being pro-abortion, pro-gun control, pro-BLM. And if you disagree with that, then all of a sudden they will label you a liberal. And I'm sick of it. And look, fortunately, nobody at Mar-a-Lago pays my salary. I run my own business, and we're just gonna keep telling it like it is. But what happened to Kathy Barnett? Shame on you people out there. Shame on you. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868, North Georgia. Tina on WDUN. Tina, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Listen, I usually agree with you 100%, usually. And I'm not totally disagreeing with you, but from what I've heard, I've got a brother that lives in Pennsylvania. He's very politically active, and he had questions and I had questions about Dr. Oz, but from what I understand, he's come around to be pro-choice and pro-Second Amendment. And I'm not, you know, I didn't hear it come out of his mouth. I've seen clips, but I just wonder if, you know, I mean, Trump used to be pro-choice too, and people changed. So I'm wondering if, you know, he has changed. Indications are that he has.
What are those indications? I'm just curious what the indications are. I mean, if that change happened within the past year, Tina, I call BS.
Oh, I don't think it did happen in the past year. I'm not sure. I mean, he's talked about it. He's talked about being pro-life. Now, I don't know if he's lying or not, but he's said it you know, I've seen him say it on television.
Well, again, he may have had a change of heart, Tina. I haven't seen the sit down, and I would have liked to have seen a sit down with someone like a Robert Jeffress or a pro-life organization. And to say, hey, look, you know, I was wrong my entire career. Here's why I believe I am pro-life now. If, in fact, he is, I don't know about that. But
I agree.
But, Tina, there's a long list of things that he's got to clear up. I don't want to support any Republican that wants to take away my guns.
No, neither do I. Neither do I. I wouldn't have probably voted for him, but I don't know. I think people should have a second chance if they're deserved of one. You know, I don't know. He could be a liar, and he might not be.
And that's what concerns me, Tina, because when you look at the other candidates, I mean, Dave McCormick, his record matches up with his beliefs. Kathy Barnett certainly seemed to, but then you've got, I mean, she literally had every Republican in America ganging up on her at the very last minute, and I don't think that's right. And maybe she's lying too. I've seen nothing in her record to indicate that she is. What I have seen are a lot of people out there distorting her record intentionally, and I got a problem with that.
Yeah, I think we probably need some more honest fact checkers around, which we don't really have. But I agree. She was attacked, and it was pretty unreal. Like I said, my brother went to a few conferences up there and stuff, and he was very impressed with her, very impressed. I think he voted for McCormick, but he was impressed with her. And he was very skeptical of Dr. Oz. But.
Tina, were you disappointed in how the Fox News channel behaved during this debacle?
I did not. I've stopped watching Fox News for the most part. I watch Tucker still, but I usually watch Newsmax now.
Good for you. It's a good choice you made. Tina, yeah. we got to run. We're late for a break here. Thanks for the call. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Again, 93% of the vote is in. It is neck and neck, and it could be we're definitely looking at a recount now, but there are still a lot of problems at ballot boxes, and they're going to have to get all that sorted out. And, folks, if you think that this is bad now, you just wait until the midterm elections. Unbelievable. They have not got this figured out yet. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Friends, since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted, but gold has been on the rise. Gas prices are insane. The stock market extremely volatile. Inflation is even worse than it was last year, and now we have a war with Russia and Ukraine that could spread to the rest of the world. The markets do not like instability. The good news, you have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and retirement. Be proactive while there's still time. Remember 2008? Those invested in gold saw huge gains while others lost their retirements. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. By the way, President Trump just now weighing in on what happened last night. Oh, before we get to that, Madison Cawthorn, he got whacked last night. Cawthorn, by the way, very gracious in his concession remarks that he posted, but it looks like Chuck Edwards, who is, in my understanding, a rhino, is going to be the Republican nominee there in the 11th District in North Carolina. Cawthorn, of course, had President Trump's endorsement, but I think, look, the good people of North Carolina said enough is enough with the scandals. And but then again, you know, I was genuinely surprised. He had, what, 28,000 votes. So you have a lot of people there in the 11th Congressional District who don't have a problem with the sex orgies and the cocaine parties and the you know, dressing up in the ladies' underpants and the you know, having relations allegedly with the cousin, the male cousin. They're okay with that. So, and again, folks, what have we said on this radio program? It's you are responsible in your congressional district. So anyway, President Trump is weighing in, very upset over what happened in Pennsylvania last night. And the president says that, hey, you know, we've got to get this voting issue worked out, calling it another big mess. The president writing on Truth Social. By the way, if you haven't joined Truth Social, I would encourage you to do that. Very, very soon, everybody on the planet will be able to join Truth Social. I've been working with Truth Social on their beta test of their web browser version, and it works great, and you're going to love it. And I would encourage you, if you're on Truth Social, give me a follow. So anyway, Trump writing on Truth Social, here we go again. In Pennsylvania, they're unable to count the mail-in ballots. This is a big mess. Our country should go to paper ballots with same-day voting. Just done in France, zero problems. Get smart, America. So there is the statement from President Trump. He's also bashing Dave McCormick. Says the Club for Growth candidate who lost took many votes away from Dr. Oz. Well, they're still counting the votes, so he hasn't lost just yet, Mr. President. Despite all of this, Oz won. So don't be surprised if the, and I'm, you know what, I'll throw this question out to you. But if Dr. Oz does not win, do you believe that is a matter of voter fraud? Because that's how this is going to play, by the way. They're going to say the votes were stolen from Dr. Oz. What say you? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Stagflation is a real possibility, America, and you have to be pragmatic. Be proactive. Protect your finances right now. Debt is only going to get more expensive, making now the time for a free mortgage review from American Financing, America's home for home loans. It's a 10-minute call where you'll learn about custom loan programs that can help you spend less on interest. They can even help you pay off debt faster. It really could mean up to $1,000 in monthly savings, plus tens of thousands long-term. Think of how much that can help. Then pick up the phone to learn more. There's no pressure, no obligation, no upfront or hidden fees. And if you start soon, you could skip 2 mortgage payments and may close in as fast as 10 days, but only if you choose American Financing. 888-504-0547. That's 888-504-0547. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. All right, folks, have you heard the big news? Newsmax just beat CNN in the primetime ratings just over a week ago. Nielsen says more people tuned into Newsmax than CNN, so people really are watching Newsmax. I watch it all the time. It's a news source I trust. By the way, they've got great hosts like Rob Finnerty in the morning, John Bachman, Bianca De La Garza at 11. Then I watch Eric Bolling, many others. On weekends, Newsmax has Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Dick Morris, and Rob Carson. Newsmax is the fastest-growing cable news channel in America, the fourth highest-rated network, and closing in on CNN. You can find Newsmax on major cable systems. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, just call them and demand it. Or you can switch to a service that does. Download the Newsmax app, get it free on your smartphone, and you can watch Newsmax anywhere. I trust Newsmax, and you should too. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Terry on WSIC. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Todd? I listen to you pretty regular, and I was calling in about what you said about Oz and about Trump's endorsements.
Yes, sir.
First of all, if people go back and look at Oz, he would definitely not be a choice, and I don't understand why Trump endorsed him. You know, anybody can change their tone of voice to get what they want. You see it all the time. Second of all, I'd like to know how Trump chooses who he endorses. Let's face it, he endorsed Brian Kemp. Look what Brian Kemp done to him. He endorsed Lindsey Graham. Look what Lindsey Graham's done to him. He endorsed Mitt Romney. Look what Mitt Romney's done. Trump needs to get a better source and do a little more investigating. And don't get me wrong, I think Trump's great, and I'm hoping he runs again. But frankly, his endorsements are pretty shabby.
Yeah, Terry, there are a lot of people that would agree with you. And a lot of those endorsements have come back to bite the president in the behind. So we all know that some of his family members are not conservative. They would be considered leftist. And you wonder how much influence they have on the picking of some of these candidates.
Well, I know here in North Carolina, he endorsed Ted Budd. And, you know, I've met with Ted a few times, and he's a nice guy. But the bottom line is there's all kind of allegations and media supporting the fact that the Budd family has done business with organizations affiliated with George Soros. You know, that's not what I want paying for my congressman or senator now, or will be. Because he just won the primary here in North Carolina for senator. We also have Patrick McHenry, who got Trump's endorsement. And frankly, the people of this district are fed up with Patrick McHenry and his weak politics and his do-nothing for the people agendas. And if Trump hadn't endorsed him, we had two different candidates running against McHenry, and either one of these two doctors would have been a great choice. And they love the country and love American and care about the children, what we're leaving for our children. Because frankly, the country that we're leaving for our children and our grandchildren is on a downhill run. And so Trump's endorsements probably are doing more harm than good. Let the American people pick who they want instead of him getting out there endorsing people he don't know.
All right, Terry, appreciate the call. And I think a lot of people would stand by your assessment of the situation. I will say this. I had a conversation a couple of days ago with a GOG chairperson, and she was explaining how their thought process and how they were going about finding people to run on the Republican side. And this is she actually lives in a district that is heavily Democrat. So it's a blue district, and it's a blue county and a blue city. And they're trying to figure out, how do we get Republicans to win in this blue area? How do we do that? Do we modify our beliefs? And this was the actual, I was stunned to hear the rationale. But they decided the best possible thing to do would be to run all of their candidates as center, slightly center right. In other words, you would go ahead and capitulate on the issues of the family, issues like abortion, and some of these other culture war issues that might cause Democrats not to support your candidate. And their thinking is, if they run purple Republicans, they're going to be able to pick up some Democrat votes. And I heard that from her, and I've heard it from a few other Republicans out there. And I'm wondering if this is a nationwide strategy, which is to intentionally push aside true conservative candidates and then run quite frankly, the rhinos, the Republicans in name only. All right, let's go to Denver, Colorado. Chuck on the line. Hi, Chuck. What's up?
Hey, my friend. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I just wanted to piggyback on the last caller. It could have been the caller before. I don't know how long I was waiting for, who was kind of questioning Trump and the people he endorsed. I'm going to say those are not actually endorsements. They're putting his enemies, or let's say bad people, in the spotlight, Dr. Oz being the most recent one. This goes all the way back to Roger Stone, General Flynn. If you'll notice, and even, you know, if you want to go Mitt Romney, he's not endorsing these people. It may look like it's an endorsement. The mainstream media may tell you it's an endorsement. But what he's doing is he's putting these people front and center so people like us can do our own research and maybe find out that, hey, these guys are not so good. The endorsement may be the good catchword. I don't think Trump is endorsing these people. He's putting them in the spotlight.
Well, no, he actually said, I'm endorsing this person, Chuck. There's really not much wiggle room there. So are you thinking that, I want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. Trump is intentionally endorsing bad candidates so that we'll be able to figure it out for ourselves that they're bad?
Absolutely. 100%.
I'm not too sure about that, Chuck. It seems to me that, look, Trump is a longtime friend of Dr. Oz. I think that trumps everything with the president. I don't think the president really cares that much about his belief system. They're friends. I think it's that simple.
All right, Chuck.
All right. Appreciate the call there. I'm not sure what that was all about. No, look, Trump is endorsing these people. You don't endorse. So Trump is sitting back at Mar-a-Lago, and he's thinking, who are the worst people I could endorse? And I'm going to do this to make sure that my conservative base is doing their homework. I just don't think that's part of the plan. I really don't. Interesting story coming out of Homeland Security. Axios, first to report this story, Homeland Security is preparing for violence after the Supreme Court rules on Roe v. Wade. This is a big deal. Homeland Security memorandum, law enforcement, they're currently investigating social media threats to burn down or storm the Supreme Court building. By the way, who do you think is going to do that? You think it's the conservatives, the pro-lifers? They're also investigating threats to murder Supreme Court justices and their clerks. There have also been reports of attacks targeting places of worship and abortion clinics. This is coming from an unclassified May 13th memo from the DHS intelligence arm. They say that the justices, lawmakers, other public officials, as well as clergy and healthcare providers, are likely to face more threats in the coming days and weeks. Abortion-related violence historically has been driven by, are you ready for this, anti-abortion extremist. That's the allegation here. So Homeland Security thinks that all of you pro-lifers are going to be the ones going out there and burning down the Supreme Court building, murdering Supreme Court justices, and attacking houses of worship. That is the context of this memorandum. It goes on to say that some racially or ethnically motivated violent extremist embrace of pro-life narratives may be linked to the perception of wanting to save white children and fight white genocide. Now, let me stop right here. These people are nuts. Now, let's look at the actual facts here. If you are a white supremacist, you would want to be pro-abortion because most of the babies being slaughtered in America are in fact minority babies. Planned Parenthood was created for that very reason, to lower the black population. Pro-life, pro-lifers embrace people of all races, all races. So this is bonkers. Unbelievable. So there you go. Homeland Security says that all of you pro-lifers are going to be the extremist. And if Roe v. Wade is overturned, they say that the people that are going to be burning down the government buildings will be pro-lifers. Does that make any sense to you, America? But this is where we are right now. And by the way, we're still waiting for that ruling to be handed out, probably going to be in June. Only because, and look, yes, we know how this is all going to play out. But again, the opinions are still being written. And that's going to take some time. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up, we're going to talk about this little boy, this middle schooler, facing ruin as a middle school child, facing ruin because he used the wrong pronouns to identify a classmate. We're going to talk about that coming up. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's the Todd Stern's Radio Show.
Well, our good friend Mike Lindell is back at it again. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Mike Lindell not only created the best pillow, but now he's created the best towel in the world. That's right. Mike Lindell found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, folks. You're going to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Normally $109.99, now just $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS. All right, Disney World, they're announcing a new gay clothing line for children. So if you have a little two-year-old, a little toddler, and the toddler is, I don't know, identifies as transgender or, I don't know, two-spirit or non-binary or a cow or a horse, you'll be able to buy some clothing for that child. The new LGBTQ plus clothing line is adorned with Pride, the rainbow Pride flag. And they sell gay T-shirts, gay baby clothes, gay bracelets, gay sweaters, lesbian socks, lesbian backpacks, and other items. Star Wars, say you're a big Star Wars fan, you're going to be able to get the Star Wars logo now in rainbow colors. And the same thing with Marvel, which, by the way, has just introduced a whole slate of transgender superhero characters. Oh, there you go. Several products that will incorporate the gay flag include Mickey Mouse products. Pride-themed Star Wars, Marvel, and Pixar selections are also available. What is it, the cowboy on Toy Story? And so you got the cowboy, and I don't know, is it Buzz Lightyear? So you got the cowboy and Buzz Lightyear. Maybe they're going to have a relationship. I don't know. I don't know where this is going. The potato heads, because what Miss Potato Head is gone now. That's sexist or something. But I guess Mr. Potato Head could technically be transgender. He could identify as Mrs. depending on which parts he uses. Quote, the Disney Pride Collection was created by LGBTQIA plus employees and allies at the Walt Disney Company and is a reflection of their incredible contributions and place at the heart of the company. So there you have it. The heart of Disney is no longer to be the happiest place on earth. It's to be the gayest place on earth. And I say, good for you. Good for you. If that's how you're going to make your money, good for you. Quote, we stand in solidarity with our LGBTQIA plus community everywhere. In other words, you know the one people group that Disney did not mention in any of this? The one people group? That would be the heterosexuals. The ones who are birthing the babies to wear the clothes that Disney sells. Just want to point that out. So clearly, they don't stand in solidarity with all of you heterosexual people anymore. It is what it is. Got to get over it, folks. All right, so I want to go back to this middle school story. We've been on this. We talked briefly about it yesterday. This poor little kid out in the middle of Wisconsin, and now he's facing sexual harassment charges because he used the wrong pronouns with a classmate. Cut number six.
So there was a student in my music class that came out as non-binary and chose they, them as pronouns. The pronouns were extremely confusing to me, so I spoke to my mother, who said to call her by name. I tried to do that, but I accidentally slipped up and used the wrong pronouns. And before I knew it, I was slapped with a letter that said that I was accused with sexual harassment.
Oh, my. Rose, how did the school tell you about this?
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for having us on. The elementary school principal gave me a call forewarning me that he was going to be sending an email over with the accusations. And as soon as I heard sexual harassment, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I'm thinking the worst, rape, incest.
It can't be incest, right?
Inappropriate touching.
He thought it was something, you know, crazy.
Horrible, yes. And when I said, you know, what is it that my son did? He said he didn't use the right pronouns. And I couldn't believe it. I was appalled. He told me I'd be receiving a letter, an email with a letter, and I received the email, and the letter was nothing more than a standard letter with a blurb that said sexual harassment for not using proper pronouns. No detail, nothing.
Now, I want to read a part of the letter, Rose, and your lawyer, Luke, can respond. The following allegations that potentially constitute sexual harassment. After being informed that a student's preferred pronouns were they, them.
There you go. This is happening in real time. Did you ever think that a little boy, an American boy, would be facing some sort of a government investigation simply because he used the wrong pronoun to refer to? And by the way, it was not the wrong pronoun. It's very clear the child, and if it's non-binary, the child is either male or female, boy or girl. He or she, not they, not them. And we've got to start calling this stuff out, people. I feel bad for this kid. And the reality is this will impact him for the rest of his life. This will go on his permanent record as a middle school child charged with sexual harassment because he used the correct pronoun to refer to a little girl or a little boy inside his classroom. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. ToddStearns.com. You can read about this kid over on our website. We've got the story up. And while you are there, be sure to check out our free podcast and download our newsletter. Comes out every single day. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Liberty University studios of the Todd Stearns Radio Show. It is a balmy 68 degrees. Because that's the way I like it around here. It's too hot and humid out there, America. Wow, what a crazy, crazy week it's been, and it's far from over. Still counting votes in Pennsylvania. Probably going to be a recount. President Trump declaring Dr. Oz the winner of the race. But we will see how all that plays out. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Want to go right to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker lines. I'm very excited to welcome some great friends of this program, the host of WRVA's number one radio talk show, our good friend Jeff Katz. Jeff, hope you're doing well, sir.
I am. Thank you so much, Todd.
And from WPG in Atlantic City, the king of the boardwalk, the one, the only, Harry Hurley. Harry, how's it going?
Todd, great to be with you and Jeff. Thanks for the opportunity.
And by the way, Harry and Jeff, we're all going to be reunited in a couple of weeks at the big Talkers Convention in New York. Was it Long Island?
Long Island.
And Jeff Katz, is it okay to break the news? I think it's already out there in the trades.
Yeah, by all means, sure.
Yeah, so you're getting a big award. I mean, this is a national award you're being given.
Yeah, I am. And I don't know, honestly, if all the other emails bounced back or somebody couldn't travel. But I got to tell you, I'm humbled beyond all belief. The Humanitarian of the Year Award. So yeah, I'm pretty stoked about that, Todd.
Well, it is
Hey, Todd.
Yeah.
Todd, could I make a quick comment about my friend Jeff in this?
Sure.
For Michael Harrison, this is Michael Harrison's beloved wife who passed away, Sharon L. Harrison.
That's right.
This is
yep.
so important to Michael, and Jeff isn't going to brag about himself, so let me do it for a quick second on the Todd Stearns Show. This is absolutely one of the biggest awards of the year. When you think about freedom of speech and a couple of other awards, female contributor and lifetime achievement,
and the Humanitarian of the Year Award, the Sharon L. Harrison Award. Jeff, could not be more proud of you. It's an amazing honor that you're going to receive on Friday, June 10th.
Wow. Thank you, Harry. That means a lot. Thank you so much.
Well, guys, it's going to be a great weekend, and I look forward to seeing y'all up there along with some other great talkers from across America. Fellas, yes. Let's get into this. Yesterday, any surprises from the races? And we'll start with you, Harry Hurley, and Jeff, you can jump in afterwards.
No. Absolutely. Surprises. Cawthorn had to go down, I mean, twice with a gun, caught at the airport. Jeff's a former policeman. You know, you could forget that, you put it in a carry bag, and you just forget. You forget once, you don't forget twice. The lingerie pictures and all this. And amazing, he won at age 24, 26 years old, and his first term and probably his only term will come to a sad close. So no surprise there. And no surprise with Dr. Oz and with McCormick. I mean, that is tight as can be. And Trump wants Oz. McCormick might pull this thing out, though, gentlemen, because there are tens of thousands of mail-in ballots, and McCormick has done better with the mail-in. Oz has done better on Election Day itself, and there's something like 50 or 60,000 of these mail-in. Some will still straggle in. Then you have that one county that has 22,000 ballots that the printer, or rather the vendor, did not put the proper optic for the optical scanner, so they have to be counted. No way to know how that's going to go.
It's a great point, Harry. The ballots that are still out there are probably going to be a big part of deciding this, and that tight race between Oz and McCormick. I think that is what everybody expected. You know, you had the woman in the last couple of weeks kind of put on a push and then kind of faded back. I got to tell you, the Madison Cawthorn one was fascinating to me. You know, I listened to you, Todd, address this many times on your program. And then with the negative interactions with law enforcement and the photos of him in lingerie, I could have sworn he was a Democrat. So, I mean, I just...
Harry said the guy had to go down, and I think he'd already been down a couple. I mean, I don't know. It's a terrible
thing. I need to be
very
careful next time.
You got to be very careful with the language.
You don't miss anything.
Very careful. But you know, guys, I mean, the media is trying to say, oh, you know, Trump's candidate lost wherever. You know, okay, fine. But he's still, I mean, it's a pretty darn good track record. He's two of his candidates, endorsed candidates
like
he lost?
102. But a quick comment about my former boss. Even the couple that he won't win, do you guys think he didn't know that Madison Cawthorn was going down the tubes? He knew it. He's a very loyal guy. He gets no credit for it. And don't forget, even the people that will win occasionally that he hasn't endorsed, they have run. And they've run commercials at market saturation levels. They're running as though they're Trump endorsed.
Well, you know, on that note, Harry, I thought about that last night because, you know, again, this is about loyalty.
Yep.
And Trump was somewhat, maybe he felt a sense of loyalty to Cawthorn, but there's a fascinating Rolling Stone story. I don't know if you guys have seen this, where Trump actually sat down as he's hearing all these allegations, salacious allegations, and he reportedly asked someone, wait a second, did Cawthorn really have sex with his cousin? And I just would have loved to have been a fly on the wall at Mar-a-Lago for that. Oh, my goodness.
You know, I tell you what, Harry is spot on, and Todd, you've referenced this so many times. President Trump is loyal, I would dare say, to a fault. Yeah. And if you have stood with him, you've defended him, you've been honest with him. I don't think when he talks about loyalty, it necessarily means you have to agree with every single thing, but you have to be honest and upfront. And so he has returned those favors, the loyalty, in many ways. And you're right. The legacy media will, of course, get all up in arms. My God, look, he's lost two or three. And it's like, listen, if you were a boxer and you had a record of 103, you'd be doing okay in any sport, right?
Harry,
so, I mean, look.
Yeah.
Harry, I want to ask you, though, because there had been there have been some concerns about loyalty. You had Lou Barletta. You had some folks down there in Pennsylvania that said, wait a second, we were the first guys out there to put our neck on the line for Trump, and he turned around and he betrayed us. I mean, they were really upset about that.
Well, there's only one Trump to go around, even though there are other family members. And then when everybody wants the because you know what that endorsement is going to mean. Let's face it. If McCormick had been endorsed by Trump, we're not even talking about Pennsylvania. McCormick would have won by 100 or 200,000 votes, like the gubernatorial candidate. Hey, guys, how about that one? How about Fetterman has a stroke and a heart procedure and romps through the field like no one even thinks about it?
It was incredible.
What does that tell us about the Democrats, my friends? They are they have left their mainstream ideology far, far in the rearview mirror, and you're seeing that play out in their primaries across the country. They seem to believe that doubling down on the failed policies and moving further and further to just elevating some sort of red flag and saying we're full-on socialist is the winning combination. I don't see it, but, you know, far be it for me to mess up their parade.
Exactly. Hey, Todd. Could I throw out a topic for this team panel that I think you guys will be so important, your views on this? We as Republicans, we as conservatives, we have to find a way to more effectively communicate. There aren't enough of us effectively communicating when Schumer and Biden and the rest of them, when they say that this 18-year-old man-child is a mainstream Republican. Okay, we didn't run on Steve Scalise, that Bernie Sanders, Democrat, socialist, shot up all, you know, Scalise and all these other people on the softball field and all of that. We didn't do it with the mowing down of the people that took place. We didn't say, hey, that Democrat on the subway, that mainstream Democrat on the subway. I'm not saying we do what they do, but we have to effectively respond to being called the party of the white supremacists when the Democrat Party is the party of the KKK.
To that point, guys, I want to play some audio because, again, they're accusing Tucker Carlson of pushing the replacement theory. But that's not true. This has been something the Democrats have actually been pushing from day one. Take a listen.
I really think because of demographic changes in this country, I think that the Democratic Party is going to win Texas moving forward, and the Democratic Party is going to be in power for the next 30, 40 years.
The demographic change that's happening in America right now gives the upper hand to Democrats.
This census that just came out especially drives home the point that Texas is next.
It's a state where the demographics are changing in ways that are favorable to the Democratic Party.
Demographic changes that help the Democrats.
Democrats for a decade now, along with Arizona and Texas, have had on this sort of long-term project of trying to take some red states across the Sun Belt and flip them blue as demographic changes are taking place there.
Democrats should be asking themselves, as a matter of fact, why aren't they dominating the political landscape? Two decades ago, the influential book, The Emerging Democratic Majority, predicted they would due to demographic changes in the country.
We've been predicting for some time that demographic changes were going to eventually move North Carolina, Georgia, Texas.
Stacey Abrams and her former campaign manager, Lauren Groh Wargo, argued in a recent New York Times op-ed that any state can turn blue. Demographic change will precede electoral opportunity.
If you look at what's happening in Georgia and in Texas, just the demographic changes alone over the last 10 years gives us some measure of hope.
So Jeff Katz, to Harry's point, we're going to have to be bold enough to get up and call these people out armed with the facts.
No doubt about it, Todd. It is the Democrats who have consistently spoken about this so-called demographic change. They had one time called it the Browning of America. And their assumption that somehow minority groups, visible minority groups, are automatically Democrat, I think, is insane. Because as far as I can tell, regardless of your skin color, in my neighborhood, you're still paying, as of today, $4.50 a gallon for regular gasoline. And guys I know, across the spectrum who use diesel fuel for their vehicles, for their work, are parking them because they can't afford almost $6 a gallon. So those are the issues that we have to address. I think the three of us have learned and have known for a long time, legacy news media is never going to give us a break. They're always going to come out with these ridiculous things. I think we need to be able to rebut them very quickly with the facts. Yep. And then pivot to the real facts, which is that Joe Biden and his crowd, anybody with a D after their name at this point, has broken this country. And they've done it because they've had this personal animosity towards President Trump and any one of us who voted for him. And, you know, we're back to dollars and cents. And that's going to be a huge issue. It has to be a huge issue.
Harry, you know, again, when you talk about the issues involving race, the Democrats know Republicans don't like to talk about it because they're, you know, once you accuse someone of being a racist, it's even if you're not, it's hard to erase that from your record.
Right.
And we've got to be willing to stand up and call these people out no matter what they say.
Yeah, they say when you get called a racist and you say you're not a racist, that's the most racist thing you can say.
Yeah.
they leave you, you're in quicksand. They leave you no way out. And your montage on the Great Todd Starnes Show just convicted the Democrats of being guilty of what they charge Republicans with, which really is the Saul Alinsky rules for radical. You take what you are guilty of, you assign it to your opponent, and you crush them with it. And that's exactly what's going on. I also think it is so unseemly for President Biden to do what he did. Now, notice he didn't go. I have no problem. It's a terrible thing that took place. And I don't have a problem with anything basically that was said if they were consistent and said it all the other examples. White supremacy, black supremacy, but this is only a one-way street, gentlemen.
Absolutely, yeah. He was conspicuous by his absence, of course, in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Yep.
You remember the explanation from the White House was, well, it's very difficult to make arrangements. And I thought, you're the president of the United States, or at least you're playing that part. You have access to every item in America. You can be there in a second. He chose not to go. He chose not to go to New York with the subway attack. But this is unfortunately being used for political gain. And again, the three of us, we've all said it clearly. There's nobody here who agrees with any sort of bigotry or racism or violent behavior. But to Harry's point, you've got to be consistent and condemn it in all its facets.
Exactly. Absolutely. All right, guys, you know how this business goes. So we gotta leave it there. Look forward to seeing y'all in a couple of weeks up in New York City.
Can't wait. And again,
great.
Jeff, congratulations. You're the humanitarian of the year for the national consideration, Talkers Magazine. It's awesome.
All right.
Thank you, Harry. It means a lot.
Jeff Katz, Harry Hurley, great gentlemen and great broadcasters. Guys, thank you again. Folks, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. What is the strategy here when dealing with these attacks from the left, accusing conservatives, accusing Republicans of being racist? Do you stand up or you just sit back and take it? We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
So there's a guy named Ezra Miller. Have you heard about this guy? Ezra Miller plays one of the superhero characters. He's the Flash in the movies. And a very popular, I guess he's an actor, musician. Anyway, he's very popular. 29 years old, this guy, Ezra Miller. And he's been in trouble with the law. Got arrested a couple of times. Most recently, just the other day, TMZ's got the body cam footage. Ezra Miller was arrested, and I want to I've got to read this to you. It's fairly entertaining. In the police body cam footage shared by TMZ, Miller asked for those making the arrest to be careful with their wrists and hands because he said he is a musician and he was concerned about nerve damage. Later, one of the law enforcement officers is heard calling Ezra Miller, sir. And that's when all you know what broke loose. According to TMZ, Mr. Miller exploded with rage. I'm sorry, I'm not a sir. I'm a transgender non-binary. Please don't call me sir. Well, the police officer's like, I'm just trying to be respectful here. What's going on? And the actor replied, if you fail to do that again, that is an act of intentional bigotry. And then the guy goes on to cite U.S. federal law, which he doesn't know what he's talking about. Then Miller says, please call me they, them, theirs. You can use the term MX if you prefer. Well, I have a couple of other terms we could use, but that would be inappropriate for family-friendly radio. So anyway, there you have it. Ezra Miller, now a transgender non-binary. So the guy is a guy, but he still identifies as a guy and looks like a guy, even though he's a transgender non-binary, which seems to me to be an oxymoron, because if you're non-binary, how can you be transgender? It makes absolutely no sense. So there you have it. The Flash, now non-binary in the DC Comics universe. It just keeps getting crazier and crazier out there, doesn't it, America? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, so Trump out with another statement here. He says, Dr. Oz should declare victory. It makes it much harder for them to cheat with the ballots they just happened to find. They didn't just happen to find ballots. They haven't counted the ballots yet. I don't know what the president's talking about. But anyway, a president doubling down on that. So he says just about 20 minutes ago, he said, Dr. Oz should declare victory. It makes it much harder for them to cheat with the ballots they just happened to find. He also says Fox News had a really bad night. Well, that's true. They were way off on the count and timing in the Oz vote. Anybody watching would have said it was over when it was actually just the opposite. The president went on to say, I assume the coverage was being led by the same guy that called Arizona, who, believe it or not, they brought back. I want his agent. That's what President Trump had to say. All right, do you agree with that? President Trump says Dr. Oz should go out there and declare victory. 844-747-8868. Let's go to James in Arkansas. James, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I have to say that I really and truly, I blame the Never Trumpers for what's going on in the country more so than I blame the Democrats. And the reason is because the Democrats, I expect bad attitude and bad policies from them. I expect better from Republicans. And, you know, I think when you look at a Democrat, as Rush used to say, you know, Rush used to talk about an excrement sandwich. You know, you could put excrement in the street and a Democrat would still vote for it. But a Republican says, well, I don't agree with what he says, so I'm not going to vote for him. Well, you're essentially voting for the Democrat then, if you're just going to stay home and say, well, I'm not voting for Trump.
Yeah, that's true, and that's just what the Never Trumpers did. That's one of the reasons I think Trump lost in 2020. And when I say lost, you know what I mean. But to your point, there is a civil war being waged in the Republican Party right now, James, and it is being waged not just in Washington and not just at the state level, but even at the local level, where people are having conversations about what kind of a Republican Party they want. Do they want to be country club Republicans, or do they want to be America First Republicans, which are the kinds of Republicans that put Trump in the White House?
Well, I think the whole issue is, and this is a problem, I'll try to make it real quick, but this is the problem I see in the Republican Party and the independents and people that want to call themselves just conservatives. The problem is, it's kind of like, do you remember the movie Untouchables with Sean Connery?
Great
and
movie.
When they shot him, you know, he grabbed the guy and said, what are you prepared to do? See, that's the problem. The Republicans are not prepared to lose an election personally to get something accomplished. They're not willing to say, okay, well, I'm going to fight for this regardless if it costs me the election. All they're looking at is the election and winning again. And I understand that gives them control and the ability to do things, but if you're not willing to put your personal butt on the line and say, if I lose or if I get disgraced or if they call me whatever, I don't care, because what I need to do is more important than that.
No, I'm with you, James, and you're right. I think the Never Trumpers are the problem, and we've got to deal with this. I'm not sure, though, that what happened in Pennsylvania, and I'm hoping that's an anomaly. But, James, I will tell you this much. I refuse to vote for any Republican who's pro-choice. That's where I draw my line. Everybody's got a line. That's mine.
Well, you know, Todd, here's my thoughts on that. And like I said, I'll try to make it real quick because I know you got other people. But here's the thing. Everybody's kind of dancing around the circle and everything of what abortion really is. And the fact of the matter is that they say, well, we deserve health care and we deserve safe abortions. Well, let me ask you something. If you read any science or medical book, biology book, they know what causes pregnancies now. So don't do that, and you won't get pregnant and need the abortion.
That's a fair point, actually. Yes. James, look, a lot of wisdom there and common sense. Appreciate the call and give us a holler back. He's absolutely right. And when it comes to this race stuff, folks, I see this all the time here in Memphis, and it really saddens me because the Republicans are terrified of upsetting someone on the Democrat side because of the color of their skin. It's unbelievable. Let me give you an example. So we've got Soros, who has jumped into our district attorney race. Memphis is one of the most violent, dangerous cities in America, and it's because of the policies of the Democrats. Flat out, they've controlled this city for generations. So anyway, one of the only elected Republican leaders in the entire area is the district attorney, who happens to be a white woman. And the left can't stand this. They are doing everything humanly possible to smear this woman as a racist. And one of the arguments, and I love this, but again, it just, these Democrats are evil. Evil. The Democrats are out there saying, the white district attorney, she is prosecuting more blacks than anybody else in the city. Well, that's because it's a majority-minority city. But the same argument, and the one they want to ignore, is that the district attorney is getting justice for an overwhelming number of black victims of crime. You want to talk about black-on-black crime? Nobody wants to have that conversation. They're terrified. But the reality is the white district attorney is going out there and she's getting justice for black families who have been victims of crimes. But the Democrats don't want to talk about that. So anyway, the lady opens up her campaign office, and it's a nice part of town, but it's right around the corner from where there have been a couple of carjackings and shootings. It's the whole city's dangerous. The Democrats call a press conference, and they're immediately condemning this woman for opening up her campaign office in a rich white part of town. This is what we're dealing with. My question, and the Mulroy is the guy, the Democrat running, and he's got the backing of Soros and all these nut jobs. And this guy actually wants to raise the age of juvenile crimes to 25 years old. That's what he wants to do. So if you get, let's just say you're a 25-year-old and you go and you hold up a barbecue joint and you get arrested, they're going to treat you as a juvenile, 25 years old. And why is that? Because most of the crime happening in Memphis is being committed by people 25 years of age and younger. And they want to let these people out on the street so they can terrorize all of us. But my question to the Democrat who's running to be the district attorney, okay, are you setting up your office in a crack house? I mean, what is the point you're trying to make here, pal? Quite frankly, it seems to me anybody would want to set their campaign office up in a nice part of town so you are least likely to become the victim of a crime. What's wrong with that, I say. Anyway, it's getting on a soapbox here. But all that to say, you got to stand up to these people and throw it right back in their faces. Well, she's a racist because she's arresting black people. Oh, well, you know what, pal? You're a racist because you don't want justice for the black victims of crime. Throw it right back in their face. Let's go to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Mike on the line from Nugo Radio. Mike, what's going on?
Hi, Todd. I'll support Trump just to annoy the Democrats, but I hope the governor of Florida decides to run. He'd be the best candidate. Trump is worrying me. Oz is no such thing as pro-choice. You're murdering an unborn child by decree by the government giving a license to a doctor to do it. I call them occupiers with no authority whatsoever as long as they continue to allow licensed doctors to kill unborn children. Dr. Oz believes in baby murdering. He's pro-vax. He is the enemy. I don't care if he has an R next to him or not. He is the enemy. And I ask the question, please have somebody answer this. What's the difference between a Republican and a Democrat other than Republicans claim to support not killing unborn children? Because I call them socialist light. You know, and I despise Democrats. I'd never vote for them. I vote for Republicans to annoy them.
You know, Mike, it's a great question. I mean, again, they're not going to be fiscal conservatives. Every time we elect a Republican to the White House, they grow government, so they're not shrinking government. So the only thing we've really got left are the culture issues, and clearly the 9 o'clock show at Fox News Channel is trying to jettison a lot of the culture issues that matter a lot to conservative voters.
Yeah, Bush grew government. You know, simple things like, Todd, when we control the House, the Senate, the judiciary, why do we still have national communist radio, NPR, which is funded by the taxpayers, which is unconstitutional, that competes against local radio? They should be abolished. What about television, national television, PBR? They should be abolished. What about all, you know, the governments haven't gotten rid of one program, not one, including the worst, which is Homeland Security. Whenever the government says something, it's the opposite. It's not Homeland Security. It's Homeland Insecurity. It's not the Patriot Act. It's the Unpatriot Act.
No. And Mike, that was the brilliant marketing strategy of the Bush administration. And when he announced the Patriot Act, I knew as a young American, holy crap, we're about to lose a lot of our constitutional rights.
Oh, this was on the book for 20 years. They were waiting for it for 20 years.
Sure.
Waco, they thought they were able to do it in Waco. But, you know, Bush was not Reagan. They didn't like each other. Not at all. I actually spoke to the doctor that saved Ronald Reagan on the table when he was shot. And Nancy was the one that says, do not take him to a federal hospital, a government hospital. She was fearful that they would kill him. That's why they took him where he was taken. Because Reagan was a real patriot. But where's the next Ronald Reagan, Todd? Where are they? Where is he?
That's a great question. He may be right now in the state capitol down in Florida.
Yep.
Could be. DeSantis.
It,
that's
buddy.
Right. All right, Mike, got to run, sir. God bless you, and thanks for the call. Folks, now more than ever, we've got to support companies and organizations that are sharing our values, fighting for our values. That's why I switched to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. Patriot Mobile is just doing an incredible job. They have nationwide coverage. They use the same towers the other carriers use. Here's the big difference. They've got a plan to fit any budget. They've got great discounts for veterans and first responder heroes. And get this, they support organizations that support and defend the Second Amendment and that support the pro-life movement. Here's how easy it is to make the switch. Go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. You can also call them, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Use my promo code Todd, and they're going to give you a special discount and free premier activation. PatriotMobile.com/Todd.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Just because our parents are getting older doesn't mean they don't have lots to do. They might just need a little help. At Care.com, you'll find people who can take them to appointments and events, help pick up groceries and cook great meals. Whatever it is they like to do, the right caregiver can help. And since everyone at Care.com is background checked, you can be confident that you're getting support from someone you can trust. Find qualified, local senior caregivers for your parents at Care.com.
So I was reading on our social media page, and by the way, you can access that over at toddstearns.com. Lady says, Todd, I may have to beg to work from home. I was told yesterday that two coworkers had to rent cars just to get to work because a mechanic can't get a chip for their electric car, and the other one couldn't get a part. This comes as Newsmax reports that a lot of gas stations around the country are preparing for the next big thing at the gas pump. And what is that next big thing? According to Newsmax, gas prices could literally double soon amid the supply shortage. And they're anticipating the gas prices are going to be at least $10 a gallon. $10 a gallon, ladies and gentlemen. Elections have consequences. What can I tell you? Elections have consequences. This story from Newsweek, almost half of President Joe Biden's Twitter followers are fake accounts. SparkToro found that 49.3% of the accounts following the official POTUS Twitter account are fake followers. They're bots. Biden currently has 22.2 million followers on Twitter, so that drops him down to about, 11 million? Elon Musk, meanwhile, says this is one of the reasons why he is not all that interested in buying Twitter, because he doesn't know exactly how many true Twitter followers they really are. I mean, you could have hundreds of millions of fake Twitter accounts. Musk said that his $44 billion deal to purchase Twitter will not go ahead until the fake account issues are resolved. But Twitter came out today and said, nope, not going to happen. We're holding you to the deal. You got to fork over the cash. So we'll see how that goes. You know, it's interesting, though. If, let's just say that this is an accurate report and that half of Biden's supporters turned out to be fake, what does that tell you about Election Day? Unbelievable. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Meanwhile, another big breaking news story, and we'll get into more of this in the next hour. President Biden's Ministry of Truth is going belly up, so they are pulling the plug on the Ministry of Truth. This was the government agency that was going to be designed to target you as conservatives. And now we're getting word that the Ministry of Truth will not be will not be activated, and that Nina Jankowicz, who is going to be the czar of the Ministry of Truth, has resigned, and she's going back into the public sector. So the good news is that you guys were very effective in letting Congress know how outraged you were over this. Now, here's the challenge. You know this is not over. What the government's going to do now, they're going to go back in. They're going to try to implement this under some other program, call it some other name, and just hope and pray that nobody actually notices what they're up to. So we'll have more on that story up on our website, toddstearns.com, in just a little bit. All right, folks, just a reminder, our good friend Mike Lindell, a great American patriot, what have they been doing? They've been pulling Mike's products out of every big box store in America. I've never seen anything like this. And so Mike has decided, you know what, we're just going to go direct to the consumers. And that's why Mike has partnered with the Todd Stearns radio program. And Mike has some wonderful deals. Get this, all this week, my slippers, they're having a blowout sale of the year. You're going to save $90. $90 on my slippers, normally $139.98. Mike's offering these incredible slippers, and folks, they are super comfy. $49.98 over at MyPillow.com/Stearns. That's MyPillow.com/Stearns. By the way, when you purchase the My Slippers, Mike is going to send you a free copy of his incredible memoir free of charge. Also, Mike has some great buy one, get one free sales going on for the My Pillows as well as the Giza Dream bed sheets. You're going to want to check out all of these great deals over at MyPillow.com/Stearns. That's MyPillow.com/Stearns. And check out these incredible, incredible savings. Thanks to our good friend Mike Lindell. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break here. ToddStearns.com is our website. And now is a great opportunity for you to get some free stuff, too. You can sign up for our newsletter and our podcast. It's available however you get your podcast. You're going to be able to download it. We'll be right back, folks.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average garage door is made up of 1.3-millimeter aluminum panels. Something you probably do know, your neighbor likes to tinker with his dirt bike. Something you probably don't know, a runaway dirt bike can take out your garage door and a good portion of your car bumper. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Stearns.
That's it.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of The Big Show. Good to have you with us today. Go ahead and write down our telephone number, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So, some good news. Just a few moments ago, the Biden administration says they are going to put their disinformation project on mothballs. So the Ministry of Truth is not going to happen. The Department of Homeland Security backing off plans to create this Ministry of Truth board. Nina Jankowicz, who was going to be the czar, has resigned and says she's going back into the public sector. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always an honor to have from the great state of Florida, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Kat, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Todd, so good to be with you. And man, what a good day it is, isn't it?
I tell you what, Kat, this is what happens when, you know, people, patriots get together, they push back, and then the government backs off.
Absolutely. You know, I was just sitting here thinking about everything that's happened really in the last week with the baby formula crisis, the Biden administration sending troops to Somalia, you know, today's news about the disinformation board being put on pause. All of this is falling apart in front of the administration. And keep in mind, this is a one-party rule that we're experiencing. The Democrats have the Senate, they have the House, they have the White House. And it's because we have collectively come together as conservatives, as patriots, and we have exposed their dangerous dependency and control agenda. And they are terrified of an educated, in-touch, motivated electorate, and so all of their plans are falling apart. And it's amazing us being in the minority and still having this kind of influence. It's really remarkable and speaks to the power that we the people have.
You know, you mentioned the baby formula, and you were the one who exposed what was happening along the border. You know, Kat, I know in Memphis, Tennessee, at the Children's Hospital, two kids hospitalized because they need that formula. They can't get the formula. This is a big deal, and I'm not sure the administration understands how serious of an issue this is, especially for, you know, these moms of these young kids.
Absolutely. You know, it's so dangerous what the Biden FDA has done here, and there will be consequences for it in the near future. Our main priority right now is getting formula to our moms and dads across the country. I got to tell you how disheartening it is that this administration shut down the nation's largest manufacturer of baby formula without a plan in place to backfill and replace the formula that they make up in the marketplace. There was no easing of regulations. There was no relief from tariffs to import formula. They just shut the plant down with no plan to reopen. And then, of course, we found out in March that the investigation by the CDC and FDA revealed that there was no connection between the plant in Michigan and the bacteria that was found that took the lives of those infants tragically. And yet, they just still sat on their hands. They continue to keep this plant shut down and zero communication. And then for the administration to come out and say, we've been working on this, we've had a plan, we've been doing this all along. No, you haven't. That's a lie. That is an outright lie. And I'm so glad that so many of my colleagues are joining with me in calling out this administration. Even the liberal media can't cover for this administration, no matter how many Pinocchios they want to give us, no matter how many hit pieces CNN wants to take out on me. We will continue to expose the failures of this administration. And I'm so glad that parents across America are stepping up and pushing back.
As a matter of fact, let's take a listen to this this audio clip.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
Well, that just happened up on Capitol Hill. We just got that audio from the House Judiciary. It's a topsy-turvy world we live in, Congresswoman.
Oh my goodness. I just can't even. So some things you have to say, I can't even, because they're so ridiculous. And for Nancy Pelosi to come out today and say that there will be indictments surrounding the issue with the shortage of baby formula, well, I hope she looks at her own party and this administration. She has no right and certainly no ground to stand on in saying that she's going to get all tough when it comes to holding those accountable for the baby formula shortage accountable. I just think that we are in such a topsy-turvy world now, as you said, Todd. I mean, the fact that you've got an incoming justice on the Supreme Court who can't define what a woman is because she's not a, quote, biologist, and then you heard that commentary from the Judiciary Committee. This is absolutely crazy. You've got men saying that they can breastfeed. You've got a shortage of formula on the shelves. I mean, absolutely ludicrous. The left has gone so far to the left that I think everyone, independents, even moderate Democrats, are looking around saying, I don't want any part of that crazy clown car world that they are living in. Time to get back to the basics and put American families first.
Well said. And of course, National Police Week, you've been writing a lot about that.
Yes.
on your Twitter feed. This is huge. And, you know, the crime that is rampant across America, well, it's because of all of these leftists who wanted to defund police departments, and now they got what they wanted.
Absolutely. I mean, and this all ties back together, you know, with the border crisis that we're experiencing. And then, of course, the crime wave that we're seeing across America. you can't protect your hometown unless you can defend your homeland. And with this open border policy of this administration, you're seeing criminals, people on the international terrorist watch list, and of course, historic record numbers of fentanyl and other opioids pouring across the border into our communities, and they're destroying families. And that is just, it's heartbreaking. The mothers and fathers that I've spoken to that have family members who have overdosed and died as a result. The crime that we're experiencing across America, in part because of the border crisis, but also because of the left continual calls to defund police. I said last week at a press conference honoring our law enforcement, you know, there's a lot of members here on the left that have publicly called for the defunding of police while simultaneously paying upwards of $300,000 for private security. So again, the liberal elite, the limousine liberals, the Wall Street, you know, funded leftists, they think that they are better than everyone else and that they deserve security, but not your everyday average citizen. And so as they defund police in their own communities, the next time people have a problem, they can call a crackhead, because clearly this administration would rather fund crack pipes than police. So we've got a real challenge ahead in making sure we get back to supporting our law enforcement the way that they need to be supported. And that day is coming, and it starts in November.
Fair enough. All right. Kat Kamek from the great state of Florida. We're going to have to leave it there. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Todd. Have a great week.
Thanks all right. You too. All right. Absolutely. Kat Kamek, everybody, and a fight in the good fight. And exposing, I mean, she single-handedly exposed what was happening along our southern border, where illegal alien babies are being given formula while American children go without. And we can have that argument if you want to have that argument. There are a lot of never-Trump people out there who say we have a moral obligation to put the livelihoods of other people first. So American children should go without while we take care of everybody else's. And I got a problem with that. I say we take care of Americans first. Make sure that Americans are provided for, and then go out and help other people. 844-747-8868. That's our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to play some audio here. This is, again, to give you an idea of what people are dealing with out there at the grocery stores. I want you to hear this retired California resident. Cut to.
What have you been noticing as far as grocery food
ridiculous
items?
As they were putting their groceries in their car, Dolores and Ralph talked with us for just a few minutes. That's all it took to understand that these trips to the grocery store are adding up.
We're on limited income. We're retired, of course. We're old, so we don't have that kind of money, so we have to watch.
Food prices rose nearly 9.5% last month compared to April of 2021. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that's the biggest annual hike in 41 years. Breakfast items seeing some of the largest increases.
Milk is high. Eggs are high. Meat is skyrocketing, even though we don't eat a lot of it, but still everything, veg, everything.
And that's on top of other rising costs like gas and rent.
The typical American household is spending $450 more now than a year ago to buy the same goods and services, and that's because of the higher inflation. So this is incredibly painful.
From the number on the screen at the gas pump to the price tags at the grocery store, it's all striking hard.
You have to watch your pennies. Yes. So we watch for sales items, and there aren't any anymore. Once in a great while, we will stock up on those if they are.
And you need to be stocking up right now. I mean, you don't need to go full-blown prepper apocalyptic, but you need to be prepared. You need to be planting gardens. You need to make sure you have supplies to can food, because it is going to get ugly out there. We've all been watching what's been happening overseas, Europe now bracing for food shortages later this summer, and it's going to happen here. And we've got to be ready to protect our families in the event things go south. We just have to. All right. We're going right to the phone lines here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Doug in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there. Hey, Doug, what's going on?
Oh, I love your show, and you are right. This is a great affiliate. We love WDUN here in Georgia.
Oh, great people there. Got Bill Main, Martha Zoller, the whole crew over there.
Yeah, Martha Zoller and I, we talk often. What a lovely woman, you know, and so intelligent and so conservative and so Christian-based. And, okay, enough of that about Martha. We're here to talk about the Todd Starn Show and all the good things that you're putting out there. And what I'm going to do today is bring up a point. I want to tell you about two events that have happened within the last 12 months. In Waukesha, Wisconsin, there was a terrible Christmas Day massacre of a lot of people. Just in the last 10 days, there was a terrible massacre in Buffalo of a lot of people. I'm not mentioning any races here. The big difference between these two events is that the one in Buffalo has gotten incredible coverage. Our president has gone there. It goes on and on. The mainstream media is blaming Republicans and Tucker Carlson and everybody in the world for what happened. In Waukesha, nobody covered that. It was a wonderful Christmas Day celebration. Children were mowed down by a car. Now, again, I'm not going to even get into the race. Each event was perpetrated by a different race of the victim. In other words, both were hate crimes. Where was our president in Waukesha? Where was Kamala Harris? Where was anybody on the mainstream media talking about that? My point is, until the media starts giving these horrendous events equal treatment, they are complicit in perpetrating the racial divide in this country. And I'll let you talk after that, but I firmly believe this because I, as a white guy here in Georgia, am getting real sick of the fact that every time somebody does something that's terrible, I'm getting called a white supremacist. I love the black race. There are so many incredibly good, lovely, wonderful people. So anyway, with that, my rant, thank you for letting me vent. I love your show.
Glad to do it, Doug. We're cheaper than therapy, I'll tell you that much. So you just get to say what's on your mind, say your piece. And Doug's got a good point. I'm frustrated too. You know, as a Southerner especially, I know how bad it is when somebody goes out there and calls you a racist. It's hard to wash that stink off of you after somebody hurls that nonsense your way. But the reality is you have to talk about race. The reality is that a black supremacist went out and tried to kill as many people as possible in Waukesha, Wisconsin. That's what the guy did. He hated white people, and he wanted to take them out. The Brooklyn subway attacker, and you don't hear anything about this guy, and this just happened, a couple of weeks back. The guy who opened fire on the Brooklyn subway attack, that guy was a black supremacist too. He wanted to kill people that were not black. It's a horrible thing. Both of those things are horrible. The situation in Buffalo is just as horrible. It's terrible. It's evil. But the reality is the Democrats want to create a race war in America. They're trying. Obama tried for 8 years to foment this race war. They know, the Democrats know, that is our soft spot. That's the danger zone. And they know that a racial war will divide this country. And that's why we just can't ever allow that to happen. And we have to condemn anybody who tries to divide us along racial lines. We just have to do it, folks. It's a terrible thing. But for their purposes, the Democrats, they're looking at these attacks and they're realizing, wait a second, yeah, the Waukesha and Brooklyn, that doesn't fit the narrative that the only people out there going around killing black people are whites. That's what they want you to believe, when in fact, none of the data supports that at all, at all. All right, let's go to North Carolina. David on the line. Hi, David. Thanks for holding on. What's on your mind?
I listen to you every chance. Look, there's no reason in the world that gasoline prices are so high, and this might be a race war. It may be. I've got enough guns, bullets, stuff like that.
Well, David, this is, and I appreciate the call. This is why you have to have the Second Amendment. You got to protect your property. You got to protect your family. Got to do that. But again, conservatives are a peaceful people. We are. We're to be happy warriors. We can't get out there. Folks, we can't get out there and burn stuff down. That's not what we do. That's not who we are. That's not how we ride. But I'm telling you right now, those Democrats, they're chomping at the bit. Because they see, look, when you've got Steny Hoyer out there, Steny Hoyer, even he's complaining about the high price of groceries these days. I think we have a soundbite. Let's listen.
I go to a grocery store called McKay's in Charlotte Hall, Maryland, a little community in southern Maryland, St. Mary's County. And I am amazed at the fairness of the shelves.
Yeah, there's nothing on the shelves. This is a Democrat. Look, they're in charge. They control everything, House, Senate, White House. It's all on them. They're to blame. But even they know how screwed up the country is. And they know if they run on their policies, they're going to lose. They run on the economy, they're going to lose. But if they can start some sort of a racial conflict in America, well, at that point, all bets are off. It's going to get ugly out there. Hang tight, everybody. We've got more coming your way. 844-747-8868. Open lines right now. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm such a screw-up.
What? House? Why would you talk like that?
How are you even with a house without a walk-in closet?
Stop. You have more than enough storage.
Oh, yeah. And the unfinished basement. Gross.
We'll finish it eventually. Together.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive.
Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
So Mark Cuban is weighing in on the student debt forgiveness story. Have you heard about this? President Biden has a plan to cancel student debt. Now, the question is, how much of the debt is he going to cancel? There have been some calls for him to eradicate all student debt. President Biden has been batting around this idea of canceling $10,000 in student debt. Right now, there's nearly $1.7 trillion in student debt in America. A lot of stupid people went out there and got themselves degrees they could not afford. And now they want all the rest of us to pay for it. So Mark Cuban, who has, what, more money than, what, God almost? $4.7 billion. That's how much Cuban is worth. And he owns the Dallas Mavericks. So Mark Cuban is saying, you know what? Yeah, he says, I agree with Biden. We need to fix the problem and we need to forgive student loan debt. He says, we don't want this being a perennial problem. It has to be fixed. As far as how much should be forgiven, I'm good with the Biden proposal. Now, I'm curious, what about you? Should we as a nation sit down and say, all right, we're going to forgive student loan debt? We know these kids went out there and they took out these huge loans, no way to pay back the money because they wanted to get an education. And now it's unfair because they were, we understand we've raised a generation of stupid kids, and they cannot bear responsibility for this loan debt because they're ignorant. Do you believe that that should be the play, is that we should just go ahead and forgive all the student debt and start over again? And if that's the case, where do you draw the line? Do you go all the way back to the 1950s and 60s? And do you forgive all the debt from the 60s on or the 50s on? Or do you say, all right, we're just going to start with anybody who graduated from college in the year 2000, you're going to have your money, your loan debt forgiven. And by the way, it's not forgiven. You're stealing that money from the American taxpayers. I know it's a cold, hard fact, kids, but that's what it is. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. What would you do? Would you forgive the student loans? This story out of Philadelphia. Charlie McCarthy is the author. Philadelphia's public school teachers were encouraged to attend a conference on sexually explicit topics. The School District of Philadelphia's Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion sent teachers and staff invitations to attend the Philadelphia Trans Wellness Conference. The Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion said the conference, which was organized by an LGBTQ activist organization, offered a way to learn more about issues facing the trans community. The City Journal said it obtained videos that the conference showing that the conference included sessions on many eye-popping topics. And I'm not sure you want anything popping at one of these sex conferences. That could be dangerous. So here's a list of some of the workshops the teachers were invited to participate in. And again, this is all to help the teachers become more efficient and more knowledgeable about LGBT stuff in the classroom. So here are some of the conference sessions. The Adolescent Pathway, Preparing Young People for Gender-Affirming Care. That sounds like a snoozer. Bigger D-Word Energy, Life After Masculinizing Gender Reassignment Surgery. Another workshop, Prosthetics for Sex. And here's one, the ins and outs of masturbation sleeves. This is what the teachers were invited to. Lord help us. Then another subject called transsex, banging beyond binaries. The City Journal said, despite the school district's euphemisms about wellness and self-esteem, the conference materials reveal a secular ideology steeped in radical queer theory, not common sense sex education. Parents and taxpayers should ask why the district's Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion encouraged teachers to participate in such program. Well, it's a fair question. And more importantly, why were our tax dollars used? The school district said it did not have any information on the number of teachers who attended the conference. They said the most extreme presentations, one of the most extreme was transsex banging beyond binaries. Jamie Joy, a self-described kinky polyamorous pretty big slut, that's how she is self-described, and Lucy Fielding, a self-described white queer kinky polyamorous, visibly able-bodied Jewish, witchy, non-binary trans femme led the session. How do you fit all that on the business card? Hello, my name is Lucy. I'm a white, queer, kinky, polyamorous, visibly able-bodied Jewish, witchy, non-binary trans femme. It's very difficult to say. The women led a presentation on politically correct anatomical language and shared personal information about organizing orgies for, I wonder if they know the Cawthorns, and helped participants explore fantasies and their perversions in the group. This is disgusting. The Mazzoni Center received more than $5 million in government contracts last year and runs sexuality programs in schools throughout the region. Well, there you go. All right, let's go to the phones here. Anna in Gainesville, Georgia, wants to weigh in on student debt. All right, Anna, what do you say? Should we forgive these kids the debt?
No. Collateralize whatever loan you've got. You collateralize a home loan with a house. You collateralize, if you want to borrow money, you're going to have the collateral to fit whatever you borrow. Jeez, is that new? I mean, is that a new concept? You know, why should everybody else pay for these people? No.
It's a great point, Anna. I mean, a lot of people didn't even go to college. I mean, what about those folks? You know, they went out, got jobs.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Everything's so distorted anymore, Todd. You know, you're talking about, you know, just a lousy education anymore. You got crazy teachers talking about trends. You got distorted. Everything is on its head, and it's disturbing. It's disconcerting, and it needs to be undone. This garbage needs to be undone. And I still don't understand why we're not having the United States Marshals just trot into the Oval Office and get that nut job of a president out of there because he's breaking the law left and right. And Nancy Pelosi the other day was talking about how unjust our justice system is, while her the people that she is encouraging to spray paint the justice system, it's too much. It's too much anymore.
Anna, it is too much, and it's only getting worse. Just a few moments ago, up on Capitol Hill, we heard testimony that men can, let's listen, Anna.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
Anna.
Oh, my God.
You can't make this stuff up, Anna.
It's insanity. That I don't know who is that woman that they were asking.
We'll have to find out. Somebody on House Judiciary just sent us the video clip.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You know what? In her case, I would ask for a refund from the university. I'm like, God help you.
That's the truth. Good grief.
Whew, mercy.
What a nut job. Oh, my God. You know, poor men. I couldn't feel bad for them. Mm. I mean, they've got all these crazy women from the left going. I mean, they're just beating them up left and right. Somebody has got to. Oh,
Anna,
God in heaven.
Anna, you give us a call back. I like the way you think. And thanks for listening to our great affiliate there. Let's go to Frank in Georgia. All right, Frank, should they pay back that money?
No, I have another idea. What do you think of this? There's got to be some hungry lawyers out there that they could come up with a class action lawsuit and sue all these universities that are granting these useless degrees, and they can get their money back that way. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I like that idea. Any school that has a gender studies program, just defund them.
Yeah, well, sue them, too, for misrepresentation.
I like that.
Kids, they can go out and get a job. I don't know why some lawyer hadn't hopped all over that.
It used to be where, you know, the pottery. Remember, you would get a degree in pottery and people would laugh. But you know what? You can actually earn a living making pottery. I'm not
yeah,
sure you
can. There's a lot of pot out there.
I like how you did that. All right, Frank, good thought. Thanks for listening. Let's go to Mike listening to us on KWAM in Eads, Tennessee. All right, Mike, what say you?
Hey, Todd, how you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Oh, good. I was just thinking on the student loan debt forgiveness. You know, it just came out in California, about a third of the students enrolled in colleges out there are fake. They're just people getting putting in applications and getting money. I'm sure a lot of them are taking loans and just getting the money. Now, if we forgive that debt, that just means thousands of people in California and maybe other states have gotten loans for free and didn't even go to college. It just snowballs. The whole thing's ridiculous.
Well, it is. I wonder, they could be the same fake people who, you know, voted for President Biden and follow him on social media. I mean, it could
be. I'm sure they are.
But, you know, Mike, I mean, you've got the University of Memphis, and, I mean, they're spending millions and millions of dollars wasting, squandering it on these far leftist degree programs where these kids are not going to be able to get a job to provide for themselves.
Oh, I know. My daughters, they just finished paying off their student debt from 10 years ago at college. And what about them? Now they're going to forgive other kids after my daughters worked hard paying off their loan. It just makes me sick.
Well, and it should. It should make all of us sick. And what are we teaching these kids when we are just going to just zero out their accounts? They need to understand when you sign your name on the dotted line, you have to live up. You have to pay for your obligations.
Yes, I agree.
All right.
And it's good listening to you every day, Todd. Thanks for everything.
Mike, you're kind to say that. Give us a holler back one of these days. And Eads, beautiful countryside out there, folks. Hey, look, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Lines open. Should the kids pay back those loans? We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, folks, let's head to the phones. The beautiful Buckeye State, Ohio, Laura on the line. Hey, Laura, what's going on?
Hi, Todd. I have an idea about this loan repayment.
I love it. I'm all ears.
I think for every $10,000 you want forgiven off your loan, you serve 1 year in the military.
Ooh.
Put your degree to work for the country.
Oh, I like that. I like it.
I think it's a win-win for everybody. We need the people in the military. If their degrees are worth anything, and if not, they can get training. Because we do a GI Bill where after you serve, then you get education. Well, these people want forgiveness. Serve in the military like everybody else does.
Laura, I love that idea. And it would help resolve a couple of issues. You know, they're having a hard time trying to find people to serve in the military. So why not give them a little bit of an incentive? I like it.
Thank you. I've been thinking about it and listening to you guys talk, and I thought nobody has mentioned it.
Laura, appreciate the call. Great advice. Let's go to Katie in North Carolina. What say you?
Hey, okay, not from this country, so I might just have to, like, keep quiet here. But, I mean, I can't be driving down and listen to this and not get my oar in. So, I mean, think about it, guys. The student loan system over here is insane, right? And I think they should be forgiven. When you go to college, you kind of leave with the promise that you're going to be able to go out and get a job and get a house and get married and go into this big American dream. And when you leave, there are no jobs. We can't get houses. This is slowing the economy down. I think if you just forgive everybody's debts, then the financial system of this country will just get better. Why is anybody paying $100,000 just to get an education? And think about it. If we're going to not, like, get educated, then what are we going to be? Like, this country's education system needs to be reformed. And I think this is the only way for us to kind of restart. Sorry.
So, Katie, let me. So did you go to college? Did you go to school in your home country? And where are you from?
I did. I'm from the UK, and our system over there is a lot cheaper. I mean, we still get a brilliant education system over there, and it's not even a third or even a quarter of, like, the price that you guys pay over here. And when you leave, you kind of promise this job that we're about to, you know, go and get money, and then we can't even pay off these debts because we can't get jobs. And even these days, you can't even get a job without having a college degree. So what are people in their 20s, 25, like early 30s meant to do? I understand boomers and everyone who's already got their long-term jobs and already got their houses, but what do you do for these young kids who are, like, just coming out and up, and they can't get in, like, they can't get into the economy, and they can't get on the housing market, rather? What do they do?
Well, you know, one of the things that you know, is important is for a mom and dad to sit down with their kid and say, okay, look, here's what we can afford to do. And I think the kids are going to have a plan, and they're going to have to come to terms with the fact that, you know what, they may not be able to afford to go to a $75,000 a year college. Maybe they have to go to community college. But just because you can't afford to go to Harvard or Yale doesn't mean you can't be a success in life.
I think that's what needs to be understood by a lot of people. And any college should not be charging $75,000, $100,000 just for kids to go to college.
The reason why is because they're controlled by these leftists. I mean, these professors are making hundreds of thousands of dollars. They're funding these radical programs. And for, let's just take gender studies, for example. How many people majoring in gender studies or women's lesbian literature, which you can actually major in, I'm sure those are fine places of study, but at the end of the day, are you going to be able to pay rent and buy groceries with that kind of a degree?
Yeah, I think you are looking at, like, a very small percentage of degrees there, though. I mean, out of all the degrees that there are, engineering, like medical degrees, all of those things. But yeah, I mean, that's a tough one, man, but I think they should just be forgiven, and if you guys have paid them, great. But, I mean, you've got to start somewhere. You guys need to unite and come together, and this is going to be the one thing that, like, really helps people out and gets the young people back into the economy and helps.
You know what, Katie? I think it gets them right back into debt again because they don't learn their lesson. I mean, yep, folks, you got to start somewhere. You got to pay your bills. And that starts with mom and dad telling kids, hey, you got to find a budget. You got to pay your bills. Folks, we may have to do this again tomorrow. We've got a full line of folks. I wish we could get to all of your calls. Folks, get out there. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow on the radio. This is the Todd Stern Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.